Day 75, or March the 16th. Why not my will sometimes, Lord? Our thought today comes from 1 Samuel chapter 8, verse 6. When they said, "Give us a king to lead us," this displeased Samuel, so he prayed to the Lord. First, the big picture surrounding this verse. The Philistines take the ark and put it in the temple of Dagon. Overnight, the image of Dagon falls symbolically on its face before the ark. The Philistines were now determined to get rid of this troublesome box of the Israelites, and they returned it, and it is stored in the house of Abinadab, where it remains for 20 years. Finally, the Philistines are subdued, and there is peace throughout the land. Samuel had obviously forgotten the failure of Eli's sons, and goes ahead and appoints his own sons to serve as judges in Beersheba. It seems they were no better than the sons of Eli, and because of their shocking behaviour, the people begin once again to ask for a king. Samuel tells the people all the troubles that a king will bring, but the people insist this is what they want. God tells Samuel that the people are not rejecting him or his sons, but in reality are rejecting God. Samuel is instructed by God to find a man and appoint him as king. And now our action step for today. There are times when we are so determined to get our own way that reason flies out of the window. The Israelites have previously asked God for a king and been told no. They know deep down that God is the best king, but when circumstances change, they suspect a real king, like all the surrounding nations have, would solve their problems. Samuel did not want a monarchy. He wanted the existing theocracy to remain. How can the rule of a man be better than the rule of an all-powerful, all-loving, and totally fair God? However, because God is their loving Heavenly Father, he permits the Israelites to have a king of their own. Be careful what you ask for. God wants us to have the best, but if we keep asking for second best, he may just give us it.